Okay, so you're recording. So if you could first introduce yourself with your first name and last name, your pronouns, your major, and your year of study.
Okay. My name is Ashley. I just go by Ashley. I study criminal justice and psychology. I'll be graduating this year in May. And then what else did you need?
Your pronouns.
Just miss.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The first question is, I wanted to ask if you could give a little background on like what classes you take, your possible involvement with other campus activities, if you have like another job, your children's age, and if they attend school.
Okay. Right now, my courses, a lot of them right now are just me finishing up like my criminal justice and my psychology degree. I've done mostly all of my SMC courses other than the civic engagement and the capstone. I was working full time for like a call center for, anyone on disability. And since the pandemic, we lost the contract, and you have to fit like certain variables to receive unemployment. And yes, I'm not currently working because of the pandemic, and my son's name is Adrian and he's 2.5. He doesn't go to school. But that's my life in a nutshell.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sorry about your job, though.
Oh, thank you. It's okay. They come and they go.
So I was going to see if you could describe, like, what a normal day for you has been as both a student and a mom since COVID and, like, the transition to online classes.
Prior to COVID, it was hard in itself, but during COVID, it's just kind of like the days just are like washed together. Everything, it feels as though it's like I did something today, but it was really like a week ago. Financially, it's 10 times harder. Not being able to socialize with anybody normally, really, it's really hard for me personally because I'm just used to being at school or work and talking to everybody. And this the pandemic has just, it's made me feel really disconnected as a student and as just a person and a parent. On top of it, it's just like you don't know where to start like connecting again. Like, can I be a good person, a happy person, if I'm not a happy parent, and vice versa? So I feel as though the biggest thing that I've struggled through the pandemic, aside of like financially, is just mentally, how am I going to do all of this by myself on the computer? It's very like, it's not motivating as much as it is to get up and go into a classroom and seeing everybody. And like, it's weird, but like smelling the outside for the beginning of the day, you know, you just like roll out of bed and you turn off your camera and turn on the microphone, and it's a lot easier, but it's a lot harder to really like understand and be engaged.
No, I definitely see that. I can't imagine how you're balancing both like the online school, like focusing on that, but also having a 2-year-old.
Adrian is, he's really good. Honestly, when the whole pandemic happened and I started facing like eviction because I couldn't pay my rent, I relocated Adrian with his family. So that's another reason why it was just really like, it's disheartening. But it was a sacrifice that like I had to make for Adrian and I to have a better life in the long run. And that just means me finishing my degree and, you know, hopefully getting another one. I did apply for St. Mary's grad school, but, it is a lot, like, you know, so it's a lot to deal with. And honestly, this is one of the first times that I've actually, like, I've talked about it, because I mean, it's embarrassing, you know, like it's embarrassing to just get up and say, hey, I don't feel right. I feel like I'm failing as a person, as a mom, as just a participating student. And to ask for help, like is just hard, you know? So when you emailed me and you said, you know, you wanted to talk about it, I was just so happy to finally get like that relief from somebody who just doesn't like, isn't a parent. And you know, it, you know what I'm saying? Like that just can't relate at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that this is good for you, and thank you so much for being so vulnerable and willing to talk about all of this. Yeah, so thank you, and I'm glad this is also like beneficial to you. My last question, I guess it's kind of like that, like how do you feel balancing like your schoolwork but also your mental health specifically?
Well, to be honest, it's really important that you just like, I mean, me, I found myself, it's important to talk about things that bother you, during this time, especially, like let people know you're struggling with something so that they don't think like, oh, you're just blowing it. My biggest thing during this whole pandemic is communication. Your mental health has to come before anything, even being a parent. Like, you can't be a good anything without being a healthy person. And I've just realized during all of this is just, it's important to say, like, let people know your weaknesses. Let people know that you can't make it on time, or let people know that you're not going to have something until this day, or, you know, because if not, you just leave this, like, this gap for people to assume things, or you know, just think, you know, you just don't care, and it's really you're trying your best to hang on, but you don't even know how to say it, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree, that's super important. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to add or say.
Okay, well, let me know if you need anything. Thank you so much, this was fun. It was nice interacting with a student.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's so nice to finally get to talk to someone.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, let me know if you need anything. Good luck with the rest thank of your studies,
you.
Cameron.
You too. Good luck with your studies and good luck with your master's. Hopefully you get
it. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.